Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Miracles Now. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn in the Scriptures, please, to Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark 16. We began some weeks ago on a series we're calling Miracles Now. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus charged His disciples, and we're His disciples. He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Proclaim the good news to everybody, every creation. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned." So some will believe and some will not. Sometimes people say, "Well, I just can't believe that." That's not true. That statement, I don't care who you are, that statement's not true that you can't believe something. You choose not to believe it by the very nature of what faith is. Faith is not based on what you see or what you feel or what you understand. It's a choice. You choose to believe it. If I tell you something that happened and you look at me and say, "Well, Brother Keith, I just can't believe that." That's not true. What if you said it accurately, what would you say? "I choose not to believe you. I believe you're making it up." Well, then that is a direct statement about what you perceive my character to be and who you perceive me to be. And I can make a mistake and I can fail, but our God cannot lie. It is impossible for Him to lie. He never has. He never will. He's never failed. So when you look at Him and you say, "I don't believe that. I can't believe that," you are without excuse. Because there is nobody more worthy of believing than Him.
Right.
And worthy of trusting than Him. And there's a lot of people in this country, in the U.S., that don't believe God exists. They don't believe. And they don't believe that this Bible is accurate and right and that the things related here really happened. And you got a lot of church-going people, a lot of preachers that say, "Well, you know, those miracles, that's more of an allegory. It's a parable, and well, you believe that really, really happened?" Well, no, don't take it literally. It teaches us a valuable lesson. Well, where do you stop with that? Okay, you say the people weren't really healed. The water didn't really turn to wine. Well, okay, did Jesus really raise from the dead? Was He really virgin born? Well, some believe that it really happened, and others see it more in an allegorical, parable-type way. But the main thing is that you hold to the teachings. No, sir, no, ma'am.
That's right.
If you don't believe Jesus is virgin born, if you don't believe He raised from the dead, you are not a Christian.
That's right.
Oh, well, Brother Keith, that's harsh. That's narrow. you're just narrow-minded and saved.
Yeah.
Heard somebody talking the other day on TV. So, "Well, I'm an advocate." Someone asked them what was their faith, what did they believe, and they said, "I believe that all paths lead to God." And everybody clapped, and they said, "Oh, that's nice. That's great. That includes everybody." It's a lie. I said it's a lie.
That's right.
And millions that believe that are going to wind up in hell. Oh, Brother Keith, Brother Keith. Hell? You mean like burning fire? That's a parable. It's a place. It's a place. Just as real as Branson. Much worse. Much. Much worse. Heaven's a place. Heaven's a place. Just as real as Branson. Much nicer. Much. It's a place. It's real. Well, I just don't believe that. What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? Well, I just don't believe it. Okay, if you're right and I'm wrong, when we both die, we'll be both in the same condition. What if you're wrong? No, friend. Faith in God, faith in Jesus is a choice. If you choose not to, it's the worst decision of your life. It destines you for an eternity separated from God. I know people don't like to hear it. Now they think, well, how can I believe in a God like that? Look, God is not subject to your scrutiny and your judging Him. He's the Creator. Well, if He'll prove to me, no, that's not how it works. He's the Creator. He made you. He gives you your next breath. You don't say, prove to me and then I'll believe. No, you believe in Him and then He'll show you something. Well, no, show me and then I'll believe. Sorry, you'll die lost that way. And it won't be His fault, it'll be your fault. Oh, but if you will choose to believe the things you will see, both in this life and in the next. Come on, read this. These signs shall follow them that believe. Who will they follow? People that believe it's parabolic and allegoric and done away with. No, they won't see anything and they won't experience anything and they'll think that proves that they're right. But it doesn't. I had a fellow one time, I had the privilege of working in the healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry for years. And man, we had a lot of wonderful things happen. And God, this had happened more than once, but this guy challenged us to, and he said, I've been to my church for X amount of years and I've seen anything like that and I don't know of anything like that. And I asked him, I said, do your preachers preach on healing? He said, no. I said, do y'all believe in healing? No. I said, you pray for the sick, lay hands on the sick, anoint them with oil? No. I said, isn't that interesting? Y'all don't preach on it. You don't believe it. You never see it. We preach it. We believe it. We got books full of testimonies. He didn't say these signs follow everybody. They follow who? Who do they follow? They follow those that believe. And then he starts talking about the miracles. And in verse 18, notice this. They'll lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Verse 19, he mentions several signs. After the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. How many believe it happened just like that? And he sat on the right hand of God, and that's where he is tonight. Glory to God. There's a man sitting at the right hand of majesty with a flesh and bone body. You can touch and feel it just like you can yours. A man. Glory to God. The Bible says there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. And there are not many paths that lead to God. Jesus said, I am the way. The way. And nobody comes to the Father except by me. Amen. Did Jesus say it or not? Yes. He said it. So if you don't believe that, then you can't be a Christian. You don't believe He. I mean, what is a Christian that don't believe the Christ? No, thank God, there is a way. But there's only one way. Well, I can't accept that. What about all these other people? I just have to believe that everybody's finding their own way to God. Well, then you don't believe the Bible. And you're not a Christian. Well, I guess I am. Well, I guess you're not. I'm sorry. But what is a Christian? A Christian is not just because you said you're one. A Christian is one who believes in the Christ, who has received the Christ as their Lord, as their Savior, who follow Him. Now, you might be something else, but you're not a Christian. Might be a nice fellow in a lot of ways, but that doesn't make you a Christian. You choose to accept Him and believe in Him. How many can hold up your hand and say is the best decision of your life that you believed on and received Jesus as the, and how many would say you believe absolutely without question He is the only way? The only way to God, the Father, the only way to salvation, to redemption, to heaven. Somebody say only way. Only, only way. Only way. Only way. And if you're a real Christian, that's what you believe. Anything else is not being a Christian. So they went forth, verse 20, and they preached everywhere, and the Lord working with and confirming the word with signs following. Now we've been reading, this is the end of Jesus' ministry before He ascended, and the very next thing that happened is what's recorded in the book of Acts. And so we've been reading in the book of Acts. Have you been reading in the book of Acts? But please do. Please do. It wouldn't hurt for you to read these chapters more than once. And we're reading this time. You should be reading and looking for miracles. And if you do, you'll come to the conclusion that miracles and signs and wonders were an undeniable part of all their lives. Huh? I mean, these folks in the book of Acts would not be arguing and disputing about the reality of God and the reality of the virgin birth or a miracle. They saw people healed from impossible situations. They saw people delivered from seemingly hopeless, soulical and mental bondages and confusion. They saw dead raised, didn't they? They saw amazing miracles in their midst, in their meetings, out on the road. Did they or not?
Yes.
Are we a part of the same church?
Yes.
Do we have the same Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Same gospel?
Yes.
Same name of Jesus? Why shouldn't we have a miraculous life like they?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Miracles Now, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long Marriage Enrichment Meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.